Our devotion for Easter Sunday is "This is what we preach and believe." We turn to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 11, where Paul writes, "Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed." After my parents died, and I still lived in Wisconsin, I cared for their grave. On Easter, I often found myself replacing faded flowers with something new. It wasn't merely familial love that found me in that Fond du Lac graveyard. It was profound thanks to God that He placed me in a home where passing on the apostolic proclamation of Christ's death and resurrection was of first importance. Evening after evening on my mother's lap, day after day at the dinner table, and yes, since my father was both my father and my pastor, also from the pulpit and in confirmation class, proclaiming Christ crucified for my sins and raised again for my justification was of first importance. From baptismal waters on, they continued the unbroken chain of apostolic confession as they nurtured the faith of their rambunctious, still am, and often rebellious, still that too, youngest son. On this Easter Sunday, who was the I or the we through whom the chain of apostolic preaching of Christ's death and resurrection remained unbroken so that believing defines you? Thank God for them. And on this Easter Sunday, may thankfulness for that unbroken chain of the apostolic message fill you with this determination that of first importance in your life is to keep the chain unbroken. Where we have failed at that, for that too, Christ died and rose. Now, seize the opportunity His grace still gives you. There is no greater privilege than to join that unbroken chain of I's and we's who've passed down this apostolic message. So it was preached to us. So we believe. So we preach to others that they too might believe. We pray. Risen Lord Jesus, thank you for placing into my life those for whom it was of first importance that I hear the echo of the apostles proclaiming your death and resurrection for me. May your dying and rising love for me make it of first importance to continue that unbroken chain of the apostolic message. Lord Jesus, so may we preach as we believe. Amen.